This is very peculiar. The tourist office is locked tight, and it doesn't look as if it's been open for business, well, I don't know, for a very, very long time. If ever.
There's a feeling that Rimvassmark doesn't quite fire on all cylinders. They advertise walking trails, four-wheel drive routes and abseiling, but nothing seems very organised.
Hello, Norbert. Hi. Good to see you. Hello.
Come and have a seat.
Oh, thank you.
Welcome to Rimvassmark.
Before I leave the village, I'm meeting one true Nama character, now enthusiastically involved in developing the future of the area.
This must be a very challenging place to live. The environment is tough on human beings.
Yes, very, very tough. Very tough people, they tell us it's very tough. The water supply is the biggest problem in Rimvassmark. But in summer, December, they go up to 40 degrees. And you must wash your clothes. And sometimes our people, our family stay in Cape Town or in Namibia and come from holidays. And that time it's
so you have more people.
More people to use water. And that time, no water sometimes.
Rimvassmark enjoys some genuine celebrity in South Africa. Immediately following the first open elections in 1994, the area was a pioneering example of land restitution. With the Namas returning from 20 years enforced exile in their native land of Namibia.